Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Vaseline isn't just for dry skin anymore. It has gone viral on TikTok, showing up in hacks you'd never expect, from shining shoes to taming eyebrows. But which tricks actually work and which are just social media fluff? Dominique McMullen, Editorial Director of Image Media, has joined us in studio and she is going to help us separate the hype from the helpful. Dominique, you're very welcome. Before we get into why Vaseline has had this sudden resurgence and high profile on TikTok, it's been around a very, very long time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, who among us doesn't have a tub of Vaseline sitting in the back of the cupboard for the last 10 years? But it's actually 150 years old, which is quite something for any product. It was discovered by a chemist who noticed that oil rig workers were using a byproduct of the oil drilling process. They were using it on their elbows and Vaseline was born.
Right. So it's because it's petroleum jelly, it says on the tub.
It is a byproduct.
It's not quite as saleable as maybe Vaseline. Petroleum, rub a bit of petrol on your face there, yeah.
It doesn't sound great, yeah.
So what is driving this viral moment now?
So you can't locate it down to one piece of content exactly, but there has been a wave of content across TikTok and on Instagram of people using Vaseline for hacks, and not just for beauty, but for all sorts of different applications and problem solving too. And then Unilever, who noticed that this was happening, kind of jumped on board in a very clever way and created a marketing campaign based on that as well, which has added to the big viral moment.
And it's actually, hasn't it? It's actually changed the whole marketing of a lot of products now, because there's Unilever have such a massive advertising budget that the fact that they're now leaning into this influencer and TikTok.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is a huge, a seismic change in the way people interact with media now, young people and middle-aged people like myself, who are spending much more time on social media than they are watching TV or listening to radio or looking at billboards.
And but in case they missed it, we're talking about it on radio. So job done, Unilever. This item was not brought to you by Unilever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's get to the hacks though, because some of them are genuinely very surprising.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to this one first. This is Jennifer Aniston giving her own hack on, yeah, TikTok.
I was in London and it was in the late 90s, and this wonderful makeup artist took this little tube out and it was like Vaseline, and she started putting it on my eyelids, and I was a little taken aback because I didn't understand why you'd put Vaseline on your eyelids. She said, you can put it all over your body. This is amazing. You will be addicted to this. And sure enough, she was right. So that comes with me everywhere.
Why would you put Vaseline on your eyelids?
I actually don't know. I was thinking about this. It's not going to do anything for your eyelids. Your eyelids are already quite greasy. I mean, put it everywhere else, but not your eyelids.
Maybe would it be like a highlighter, or would it make your...
I do use it as a highlighter, but I'd put that on my cheekbones.
Ah, yeah. Or on your lips, indeed. It's the most obvious place.
Absolutely,
to put Vaseline,
on your lips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's look at the ones we do know and have been tried and tested. Because actually, as you say, Unilever jumped on this and they started putting some of these hacks to the test with their own scientists.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of them were proven correct, actually. People were using it for things like shining leather goods, like shoes and handbags, and it was proven to really work there. It's also proven to, they use it on a thing called slugging, where you put it all over your face at nighttime over a moisturiser or a face cream, and that really locks in any product you're using. They were also proven to work for taming your eyebrows. It was proven to work for...
Don't mix it up with Vicks, though.
That would be a dangerous mistake to make. But they debunked some things too. So people had said they'd use it to whiten teeth, for example. It doesn't whiten your teeth.
Oh, God. And I couldn't imagine putting Vaseline on your teeth, actually. Oh, there was a TikTok suggesting that it would lengthen your eyelashes. Maybe that's what the Jennifer Aniston makeup artist was doing. But if she was, she was wrong.
She was wrong. That one was debunked as well. May have been mixing it up with castor oil, which is great.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Castor oil is an entirely different reputation.
Totally different thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I have one in here from Mary who texted in on 51551. My 93-year-old mother used Vaseline to polish our patent shoes many moons ago.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. In sports, people who play five-a-side on an AstroTurf pitch sometimes rub a bit in the legs to avoid AstroTurf burns,
100%,
which are vicious.
Yeah. I also use it with my kids to prevent hay fever. I put it on the inside of their nostrils, and that was recommended from an allergist to do that. And it prevents, it catches the pollen before it goes in. So there's so many different applications for it. It's really incredible.
And there are many other brands of petroleum jelly.
Yeah, sure. Available.
Available as well. But does it work on lips? Does it like chapped lips?
And I am wearing it today. Absolutely.
And how often do you have to apply it, though? It's kind of, it's constant, isn't it?
I think some people can get a bit addicted to the feeling of it. Do you ever get that? Once you have a little pot, you find yourself reapplying. I would only do it once a day. I do it in the evening before bedtime or as a lip gloss. I mean, you do not need to be going and buying expensive lip glosses. You can get a beautiful shine from a bit of Vaseline.
Well, Dominic, let me tell you that Colette from Kinsale has texted to say Vaseline can be used on eyelids.
Oh.
As a substitute for eyeshadow, it reflects the light.
Beautiful.
And I have a text in from somebody else who I know works in the fashion industry saying, eyelids, dewy eyes.
Very good.
There you go.
There's a text in here saying it'll remove your eye makeup.
Yeah, it is good. It is good for
anything. Can you tolerate
stubborn.
The smell of it? I remember as a very small kid when the Vaseline had come out, there was just something about the smell of it.
You must have very sensitive nostrils. I don't think it's very particularly strong smelling product, is it?
Anyone who lives with me will tell you don't. I don't. There's a kind of a funny smell from Vaseline, no?
No, I don't smell anything from Vaseline, no.
There you go. That makes a minority of one in this room, okay.
And just go back to the fact that the reason this has blown up and that Vaseline has now again become this very trendy product that people are talking about is because of TikTok.
This is
the future, really, isn't it, in terms of all of this, particularly beauty products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting. People are much more likely now to listen to individual recommendations rather than ads and being spoken to by big brands, which is understandable, really. But I think with all of it, especially with beauty recommendations, anything that you're putting on your skin, it does have to come with a caveat that people have to be educated and understand that information they're getting from the internet, you know, they need to fact check, they need to think about whether what they're watching is true or not.
Indeed, absolutely. Yeah. We see that particularly with very young kids on TikTok doing all sorts of 20-step programs for their skin that they definitely don't need. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, Dominic. It was lovely to talk to you about this. Dominic McMullen there from Image Media.
Thank you so much.